Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rack and Yak.
It's time for What Mark Heard on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Well, the Rosenblum portion of the show is off today and next week. The Mark Grody portion is here until the start of Cubs baseball at 12:45 today. Cubs and Brewers. 12:45 pregame with Zach. Pat and Ron will have the call. At 120 today on the score, it is an Adbert Alzolay day against Freddy Peralta, who seems to always pitch against the Cubs. Freddy Peralta pitching again in a 120 game for the Cubs and the crew. The Cubs yesterday with a 15-2 thump your skull for you day, 15-2 over the Milwaukee Brewers. And I happened to be listening to some of the game on the radio yesterday while doing Friday things. And there was a conversation between Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer in the fifth inning, which caught my attention in terms of the approach that Coom thinks the Cubs should take at the plate and maybe are beginning to take. Take a listen.
I want to go back to what you just said about swinging early in the count, because in this new age of baseball, I thought the thinking is to take a lot of pitches and make the pitcher work. But you're saying that's not the key to success for the Cubs.
Not all the time. And I think, you know, each day is different. You know, at the end of the day, what are you looking to try to accomplish? You're trying to accomplish winning a ball game, right? So that's first and foremost. Then for your at-bats throughout a ball game, you're trying to get yourself in a position to succeed at home plate, whether it's get on base somehow, but getting hits, that helps your team win. Well, if you have long at-bats and you extend your at-bat, but you end up struggling.
The 0-2 up high check swing by Baez didn't go. 1-2 the count to Javi.
And striking out a bunch because you're playing into the hand of the pitcher, where then you're seeing his best put-away pitch. Sometimes it's better not to get to that pitch, right? And I think that's what we're seeing here now in this short term of the last four or five games for the Cubs. They're aggressive at home plate, early in a count on fastballs.
It's just being smart. What you're talking about is understanding the way the opponent is trying to attack you, so you be the aggressor.
Absolutely. If you get something good to hit, why would it matter if it's the first or second pitch or the seventh pitch?
It's a really interesting philosophy, because what Ron Coomer is saying there on the score with Zach Zaidman goes against what the original approach of this regime of Cubs baseball. And when I say that, it's more Theo Epstein. Like when Theo Epstein came to the Cubs with Jed Hoyer, obviously, there was a philosophy which he had developed in Boston of taking a lot of pitches, get on base, see it through. And that's why there were these ridiculously long games in Boston. And then we saw that carry over the Cubs. And it worked. Now, the Cubs have been in this awful slump at mostly at the wrong times for the better part of 3 years. And I believe it was in the early at Pittsburgh series at PNC Park, where you could see there was obviously a mandate coming from David Ross to get out there and be aggressive early in the count. And we saw Chris Bryant subscribe to it, and nobody's having a better year than Chris Bryant. Wilson Contreras subscribing to it, and he's been terrific as well. We're seeing Anthony Rizzo heat up, and a lot of it is, yeah, getting on those baseballs early in the count. So it's a little bit of a switch. That's David Ross imposing some of his sensibilities on the team, and who knows, maybe via meetings with Jed Hoyer, who maybe is changing his stance a little bit. And that's what I mean when we talk about drastic things needing to occur, that coaching means something, that when guys are 0 for 4 and 0 for 5 and they say, well, that wasn't David Ross standing up there striking out three times. It wasn't, but it's his job to come up with a solution. So a thumbs up to, I think, David Ross for coming up with that philosophy. And then you heard Ron Coomer discussing it right there. So that's a time. We're always screaming and wanting and hoping for adjustments from our managers and coaches and make things change. And what can the manager do? What can the hitting coach do? He can't go. Yes, they can do something. And this is an example of the Cubs doing something. All right, let's switch now here on What Mark Heard to the Bears. Now, I did play a couple of these guys yesterday. So if you were listening at noon yesterday when I was filling in for Lawrence Holmes, you might have already heard this, but I'm guessing a lot of our Saturday faithful perhaps were not. So I got a guy in the NFL draft for the Bears if they are to keep 20. And I talked about cornerback, defensive back, for the Bears, and a need there still, despite having Desmond Trufant and Artie Burns back on the roster and Roberson, which I honestly didn't know he was back. Virginia Tech cornerback Caleb Farley, 6'2", 207. There are some things that have to be pointed out about him. He opted out last year, had back surgery in March. A lot of personal struggles, lost his mom to cancer in 2018, but this guy, like, his tape is excellent. He's a ridiculously good athlete, and I love listening to him talk as well. Listen to Caleb Farley.
Hi, Caleb. I read a quote where you said, if you're not one of the best corners in the league in the next few years, it'll be a waste.
I say this in a humble position, but, you know, I know I possess a very elite ability in my athleticism, just in my quickness with long-term speed, and my football IQ of the game, being able to come in and out of cuts. That's one of the reasons why you see me excel at the position, you know, extremely fast, never have played it before. And really the same thing happens at wide receiver, if I go play wide receiver or quarterback or anything, you know. I just know where I'm going to get to, and even, you know, how much better I've gotten from the 2019 season, you know, just training for the and getting around knowledge and wisdom. I truly believe in myself, and you know, I don't really, at this point in my life and my maturity in my mind, I don't really need any more pat on the backs. I don't need anybody else to tell me I can do something. You know, I understand the game of football and what comes with it, and I know I'm special.
I know I'm special. I love that about Caleb Farley. And so when he went to Virginia Tech, he wanted to be a QB quarterback. Then they tried him at wide receiver, and then he landed at cornerback. So there is relative inexperience at the position, but I just think he's one of those guys that could end up, like the ceiling is big for Caleb Farley. So, all right, let's go to offense now. This guy is going to be the anti-Tom Thayer, because when we got Tom Thayer on earlier, we talked about wide receivers, and he specifically wants a big target wide receiver like Allen Robinson, because that he is their big, and you don't know if Trevon Wims is going to be around, what's Riley Ridley. So here's the problem with Ole Miss wide receiver Elijah Moore, who I like, but Tom wouldn't like, because he's 5'9", 185. He's got the speed, 4.35, 40 against Florida, 10 catches, 227 yards, 8 TDs in 8 games this year. And let's listen to what – this is actually hilarious. This made me laugh. Listen to Elijah Moore.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just a hard worker. I feel like I don't know why I don't get picked first overall, because I'm going to work hard, harder than anybody else. You can't tell me there's that much people better than me. You know, I feel like I'm the best offensive player in the whole draft. You know, people have their doubts and they're going to say things, but it's just all going to come to the light. I'm learning about myself, and I'm an extremely hard worker. And then you add that all in, I really can't lose.
Love it. He's going to be very disappointed when he is not the number one overall pick. Because we are projecting here at the Score in Odyssey that he will not be Ole Miss wide receiver. Elijah Moore will not be the number one overall pick. By the way, a texter, and this is a good question too, from the 224. Back surgery? Are you crazy? Just look at Tiger Woods and the golfing. Yeah, I should have been a little bit more detailed on that about Caleb Farley, who had back surgery in March. It is as minor as can be. And Farley, like, kind of really pushing back, like wanting to show anybody who asks, like, here's the negatives, here's exactly what's going on with my back. I didn't necessarily want it. They recommended, they said that I would be ready for training camp. So I think I'm taking their word. I understand your concern, Texter, when we talk about back injuries, but this does sound like a minor procedure. That's Caleb Farley. The guy you just heard from, the Ole Miss wide receiver Elijah Moore, had the one little incident in 20. I don't know. I probably shouldn't laugh at this, but 2019, Ole Miss against Mississippi State, the 2019 Egg Bowl. He got a 15-yard penalty for pretending to be a dog urinating in the end zone. And he is.
Oh, man. I remember that. That's iconic. That's one of the greatest touchdown celebrations of all time. I don't care.
Yeah. Down on all fours, lifted his leg, he continues to have to explain that. So, like, I'm picturing him in the interview and the final, like, all right, what did you, can you explain exactly what you did here, Elijah? And Elijah's like, okay. So, again, I got down on all fours. I lifted my leg and I pretended to be a dog urinating. This is what's following Elijah Moore around. And he has to tell people that's not me. Like you can find still recent articles about it. Relative to some of the things that have happened in the NFL in terms of celebrating, and I think they're actually cracking down on that more too at the NFL level. So I guess that has to come up in his interview. Okay, the dog thing. Can we talk about the because here's why. Here's why. They ended up losing that game because it was a 15-yard penalty tacked onto the extra point. Back it up 15 yards. Extra point was missed. They lose the game. There was like a chain reaction with coach being fired and just all like he sparked this horrible chain reaction of negativity with that. So I can't imagine like the bombast that was going on Mississippi Sports Talk Radio after the Egg Bowl in 2019 and then here forth regarding him. So he's had to shake that and let that follow him around wherever he goes. All right, a couple more here on What Mark Heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I did hear Andrew Chafin on The Score, the Cubs reliever with the long hair and the hilarious beard and the handyman that he is. He was on The Score with Bernstein and Rahimi this week. And first of all, that hair and the look that he's got, he explains it. He rationalizes it for us. Take a look.
Honestly, the whole reason I cut my hair is because my daughter has her hair is starting to grow out a good bit now. And she got long, really curly hair. It makes my hair look almost straight. And I was like, well, I got to make sure everybody knows she's my kid. So I got to leave my hair long. Because usually I have it shaved all season. And I've always wanted to see what it'd look like if I let it grow out. And a bunch of the guys were telling me in spring, don't cut your hair. Don't cut your hair. It's awesome hair or whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll just go for it. See what happens.
That's the hair story. There's so much goodness in here from Andrew Chafin. Unfortunately, we can't get to it all. But I picked out one other cut that I wanted to play for you. And this should not surprise anybody. about Andrew Chafin, just considering the way he looks and sort of his attitude when he takes the baseball out of the Cubs bullpen. He says, well, the question is included, so just take a listen to this.
When I read the book, The MVP Machine, and read the way Trevor Bauer thought about himself as almost a mechanical project, the way that he pitches, the way that the ball comes out of his hand, he may be an extreme case and sort of a beautiful mind here, but do you look at yourself that way and pitch lab and being able to know exactly what the cameras are showing and that what you do for a living can have that same kind of mechanical scrutiny now in a way that it couldn't even 5 years ago?
It's funny you bring up that stuff. I don't use any of that. Like, wow. I let the ball do the talking. If I get an out, mechanics were perfect, great pitch, whatever. I don't really care. For me with baseball, I got to keep it simple. I can't think about what I'm doing out there. I just got to go and react. And just rear back, throw as hard as I can and hope for the best. And when I do that, generally speaking, have better success than if I'm out there like, oh, I got to go heater up and in, sinker down away, slider back. I got to make these pitches perfect. And as soon as I start trying to pitch, I suck.
Yeah, there are so many more people that play Major League Baseball that are like that than you know, or that even I know that. Yeah, they don't turn away when they're shown certain analytics or, hey, there's some video I want to show you. But not every baseball player lives for the analytics and wanting to be obsessed with video. And I don't know, that's sort of the essence of him as a player, isn't it?
His attitude about that is exactly like what I would think somebody who looks the way he does would say. Like, it's like, oh, why make this overcomplicated? Just go out there, throw the ball.
Totally. Like,
throw the ball,
I would have been
a good pitch. Cool. If not, then I'll just try again.
Whatever. I'll go work on my truck. Yeah. Like, anything other than that answer would have been very. Then I would have been like, he's a fraud. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Who is this guy? I don't believe anything he's saying. Like, if he hadn't been freewheeling like that, and I'm sure Bernstein was squirming when he was rejecting his world, essentially. I'm glad you're there, Trash Panda. What the hell is going on with you on the text line? I see there's a fight brewing. Or no, there's a fight that's happening. What's going on? Because I can't go back far enough on the text line. What is going on with you and apparently White Sox fans right now?
Oh, no, there's nothing with White Sox fans. Someone said at like 10:30, here it is. Is it me or every time I turn on the score, you guys are bashing Javier Baez? And they said maybe he should learn how to lay off balls outside the zone and we'll lay off the criticism. And now they said, or maybe I won't listen. So I don't know what that's about.
Oh, man. So wait, 10:30, that's not on my watch.
No, it was during inside the clubhouse. I had a response written and then I got distracted doing something and I just sent it.
Oh, okay. That's all good. I love host texter interaction. There's really nothing better when the texters get us going and we are responding. And for the record, yeah, I have not yet talked about Javier Baez hit a home run yesterday. I have talked about the only thing I said about Javier Baez, or I have said, is that, and this goes back to David Ross or the hitting coach Iapochi, or is it Iapochi?
Iapochi.
Yeah, I thought so, but on Sunday, I guess Sunday Night Baseball is not always credible, but I think it was Ves Gersian who kept calling him Anthony Iapochi. So I wondered if maybe it was one of those cases where we're all getting it wrong. And because sometimes that happens, like athletes will just allow their names to be mispronounced because it's kind of embarrassing to go back and say, yeah, actually, this is the pronunciation of my name.
So, you mean like, I don't know. Like my name with less?
Yeah.
Right, that's exactly what it is. Like it's
Straczynski.
I'm past the point of correcting it.
Right. It's like it's just almost embarrassing, and it's not worth it. You're not going to talk to that person or say that name enough to really care about it. I wish I could think of some examples because I've had them where I've been the one to clear up the.
There was when I was still at Western, the guy who did the PA announcing for the home basketball games was a professor at the school. He's a cool guy. I'd taken his class several times. So my last year there, I for some reason, I didn't bring this up to him until before the last home game, but he was pronouncing one of the starting men's players' last names wrong the entire season.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't like an egregious mispronunciation, but I finally, like, I don't know why I didn't say something sooner. Maybe it's because I was half checked out during my classes that semester because I was a second semester senior. I didn't care anymore. But I finally, after class one day, was like, hey, Jay, you know, like, Obi's name, you're saying his last name wrong. I just want to make sure you know.
Yeah, just so you know. Yeah, because other people are going to get angry. Not because I care. Other people are going to care. Here's one right here. To this day, this name, he's a former Bears safety. His name is 95% of the time, it is still mispronounced. It is Adrian Amos. It is not Adrian Amos. Never has been. Although that you would one would think that, A-M-O-S. But he is absolutely 100% Adrian Amos, like as if there'd be an I there. But that and that's a case, too, where he just let it go because
See, I had no idea.
I know. I said, honest to God, like I would say 90 to 95% of people say Adrian Amos, but he is Adrian Amos. Make no mistake about it. But that's one of those cases where if you're Adrian Amos, it's probably not worth saying. Look, if you guys don't have it by now, I'm 7 years into the league or whatever he is, then just forget it because that's kind. It's like the scenario of not knowing somebody's name, like the fourth or fifth time you have an interaction with him or her. Like, there's just no way around it at this point. Like, at this point, they know that you don't know the name, and you can't ask the name because then it's just ridiculous, and the whole foundation of the relationship
there was
blown up.
There was a girl I worked with in Bloomington who I think she worked there for the last 2 years I was there, and I saw her as a person I interacted with on a nearly daily basis, not like frequently, but saw her enough. Like, she knew my name. I walked by her desk every time I went to get coffee. Like, you know, she knew my name. I had no idea what her name was. And this went on for 2 years, and it's me luckily being able to dodge it enough. And I think I finally figured out what her name was because I figured out she was this person on an email chain. I was like, oh, that's her. And I now I can't remember her name. But it was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was like, oh, man, that went on for way longer. But yeah, it's like I can't ask now because it's too far or in.
I've honestly gotten to the point where I will write names down in the note section on my phone, like if I meet somebody. And because I'm just so fear, or maybe the second, like I get that second chance. Okay, there's the name again. I'm writing it down. He is Tim. He is a security for the Bear. You know what I mean? Like I, because he knows my name, I better show a little bit of respect. And next time, instead of say, hey, what's up? What's going on? So, oh, hey, Tim. How's it going? We're friends. Hi, Adrian Amos. Good to see you. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Liam Hendricks. Liam Hendricks didn't speak last night after the game. I was hoping to make him part of this segment, and instead, I will just discuss him. I need a quick favor, too, from the folks listening right now, too. So I've seen the Academy Awards are this Sunday, I do believe, and I have managed to, I think, watch all of the Best Picture nominated movies, like all of them, and they're all really damn good. I actually need a movie recommendation for tonight because I've seen all of those. What's another good movie that's out right now, preferably on Netflix or maybe even Amazon? Because I'm going to my parents tonight. Parents, like, just to give you the idea, they're in their 70s, right? So, like, something that the three of us could watch that's good and under that sort of requirement as well. So if you have a recommendation, I'm open to movie recommendations right now. 312-644-6767 is the text line. Or if you want to call me and chat, we got a few more minutes. It's Mark Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My name, do you?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It rhymes with a female body part.
What is it?
Mulva.
Oh, yeah. Jerry.
Mark Grody with you here on The Score for a few more minutes. We've got Cubs pregame with Zach at 12:45. Cubs and Brewers at 1:20. Pat and Ron will be on the call. Cubs looking to go two in a row. Get your Adbert Alzolay going. Freddy Peralta on it for Milwaukee today. Liam Hendricks was pretty awesome last night in that eighth inning when he comes in there. I mean, that's what you paid the guy for. Comes in the eighth inning. It's 8-6 White Sox, two on. And then eventually second and third because, again, I mean, I guess we just have to get used to it. Like, Yasmani Grandal struggles catching the baseball. Had a pass ball. At least I think it went down as a pass ball, right? Second and third with one out. Hendricks strikes out Willie Calhoun and then strikes out the guy with currently the best name in baseball, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. That's right. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's good. Struck him out as well. Got out of that. I mean, that's the ball game right there. And I know he gave up the home run in the ninth inning, but that's what you do. You bring your best closer in the tightest spots, no matter what the inning is. And Tony La Russa did exactly that. So big thumbs up to Liam Hendricks and what he did yesterday too. I think my favorite part of the Cubs game, believe it or not, despite the home runs from Rizzo and Mariznick and Baez and Contreras, was just those simple back-to-back doubles in the first inning by Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo. Like, just like that, there you go. That's making contact without hitting the ball out of the park and just keeping the line moving and getting hello, Brett Anderson, getting him out of the game as well with a knee injury, I guess. So, yeah, that was kind of my favorite. Just seeing contact and seeing that motion from those two players on the Cubs, that was absolutely excellent. So the Academy Awards are on Sunday, and I'm looking at the Best Picture nominees, and I guess I haven't seen them all. I've not seen The Father. I believe that has Anthony Hopkins in it, and I've passed it up because it's just one of those movies that I'm sure it's good, but it doesn't interest me because it looks like depressing and cumbersome and trying, and I bet it's great. I bet I'm just not interested. Judas and the Black Messiah, saw that a while back. Very good. Mank, saw that too. Good. Minari. I saw Minari. I wouldn't say it was great. I would say good. I would give that a good tag, Minari. And the one I haven't seen, because I don't have Hulu, and the parents don't have Hulu either, is Nomadland. And that is apparently the one that is the favorite for many, is Nomadland. But it's on Hulu, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to see that before Sunday. So here, the next one is my favorite of the bunch that I've seen this season. Promising Young Woman is just it's so good. Carey Mulligan is great, and it is like it's so satisfying. Like there's a revenge factor, and it's just delicious with it, and it's kind of scary at the same time. I think it's great. Haven't seen Sound of Metal. And I don't know how I let that one get past me about a heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing. And then the last one on here, The Trial of the Chicago 7. One of those movies that I wasn't necessarily looking forward to watching and then did, and I found it to be very good and very educational. Couple educational movies here. The Trial of the Chicago 7 and then the Judas and the Black Messiah is educational as well. So it was a great crop, but there a couple that I guess I hadn't seen. So might have to see if I could talk the parents into heavy metal drummer who loses his hearing. We'll see. And then somebody suggested to me American Me. That is one that I have not seen. I don't even know what it's about. Mark, The Departed. Forget about the new crap. Thanks, Scarps. I love The Departed. Like that is for me top 10 movie, but I'm not going to go that direction. And yes, to the texter from the 847, I certainly will accept your Hulu login if you would like to pass that on. That's why I told my parents. I said, try to see what you can come up with in terms of illegally getting us Hulu for one night. To see if that can
do the 1 month free trial and then just axe it.
You can do that, huh?
Okay. I think they do that. I don't know. I don't actually have a Hulu account. It's my girlfriend's, so I don't know how it works. But usually most streaming services they give you a 1 month free trial. Also, if you're looking for Grody a new movie that is actually bad, so like a good bad movie though, the new Godzilla movie, Godzilla versus King Kong, is peak Godzilla. It's so bad on so many levels, but it's so awesome.
Oh, no, I'm going to see that at the theater. Yeah, that will be...
I watched it the weekend it came out, and it's like, I mean, the plot makes no damn sense, but the action is unbelievable.
Yeah, I am pro. I will see that at the theater on my own time with my favorite aunt, who is going to see that with me as well, because we're suckers for that kind of stuff. All right. Cubs game coming up here in just a little bit. Bulls game tonight as well. The Bulls at Miami. By the way, the Bulls are just completely unpredictable at this point. Are they going to fall behind 30-10, or are they going to have a great game like they did against Charlotte 108-91? Who knows what the Bulls will give us tonight. But thank you to everybody for listening, for texting. Thanks to Tom Thayer for coming on. Thanks to Adam Stadzinski, the Trash Panda, for producing the show. And I will talk to you next week right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Have a great weekend.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.